Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. It's Saturday, the 28th of February 2015. This is my audio blog. Recording an RPM challenge, record production month challenge update for, kind of for day 27, to cover the progress on day 27 and also, I guess, what I've done so far on day 28. So, day 27, I had already kind of mastered three of the tracks. So done the sort of the proper mixing and mastering bit. Carried on with that, really. So I did another three tracks that I was happy with mastering of. The first track did require some additional synth parts to be played and recorded. So I did all those, and that was good. That was fine. I did flatten the batteries in my Volca keys and my Volca bass in doing it. They'll need some fresh batteries next time they get used. That's good. At least it shows I'm using my equipment. So that's good. Another couple of songs just needed a little bit of tweaking, really. Effects and things like that. Again, removing some of the peaky bits and trying to make the volume a bit more consistent throughout. The fourth song needs quite a bit of work on it. This is that song that I've already been through three different versions of it and spent probably more time on this song than any of the other songs. It needed some new synthesizer parts added. I recorded some live percussion for that track to replace the synthetic percussion that was on it before. I'm getting confused. Sorry, the song that's been through three iterations is the first song I worked on yesterday, actually. This particular song, it needed the percussion arranging because I'd recorded loads of live percussion. And I wanted to arrange that and replace the synthetic ones. So that was quite a bit of work and effects and stuff like that. So I wasn't 100% happy with what I'd achieved, but it was getting on for 1 o'clock in the morning, so I needed to stop, really. Sort of let it settle, really. So left it there. So this morning I've come back and having listened to that song version that I'd finished last night, I've decided to reduce the volume on a few bits and bobs just to make it a little bit more subtle and remove some of the synths from one of the choruses. Just sort of wound back a few elements just to make them a little bit more subtle. So that's good. I was listening to them, listening to that track on my Grado Labs headphones, which are some absolutely adorable quality headphones that I bought over 10 years ago now, I think, probably. The sound reproduction on them is absolutely stunning. Through listening to that one on there, I discovered there was a bit of a strange rumbling at 3 minutes 23 seconds for about 20 seconds. I don't think I would have even noticed that sound in my right ear when I listening to it using the studio monitors, you know, these big speakers I've got in my studio. I don't think I would have heard it. But on headphones I heard it. I'm really glad I've sort of discovered that and was able to rectify it before sending out the track to the big wide world, kind of thing. But yeah, it turned out I had a track where I had I'd recorded the triangle. You know the triangle. You've seen them at school many years ago. Here we go. I'm going to get it now and play it for you. So this is a preview. This is a preview from the album for you all. So I'd recorded the triangle, playing along to the track, and yeah, there was a train must have gone under, and the rumblings were captured on the recording. You might have heard the train rumble just now, actually, while I've been talking. But yeah, so I obviously hadn't noticed that the train had rumbled when I was recording the triangle. And it made it through into the mix. So luckily, the triangle, there isn't too much sonic variation in the triangle, so I was able to cut out that recording of the triangle and just replace it with other recordings from the same session of that triangle and save the day. So yeah, very pleased about that. So I've just been following that tweaking of that track. I've been listening to, because I mean that basically brings me this morning to seven tracks being completed in a finished state where they're good enough to go. So what I've did next was I've put my iPhone into mono audio output mode, which is part of the accessibility settings, and that means I can then listen to it in mono. I can do that on the computer as well, quite easily. Again, it's the accessibility settings, but I already had the tracks on my phone, so it made sense to listen to them in mono on there, and I can just have one earphone in and still be listening to the kids and helping them out while I'm listening. But good to have a listen to the tracks in mono and find out whether there's any huge errors in the mix that you won't hear when you're listening in stereo. And I was reminded by this, I mean, I was planning to do this anyway, but I was reminded of it because I watched a YouTube video earlier today on my phone, and I noticed that when the lady was interviewing another lady, you couldn't hear anything, just noise. Using the inbuilt speaker on the iPhone, whereas all the other parts of the video were perfectly clear. So I thought, I know, I'm going to listen to this on headphones and see. And I did that, listened to it on headphones, and sure enough, yes, you can hear them perfectly well with headphones. So what it is they've mixed that interview. They've captured it in stereo, and they've got basically the left and right channels are inverted, so when you mix it down to mono, to play it through a mono speaker, when the iPhone mixes it down into mono to play it through a speaker, then those two microphone channels cancel each other out and you end up with virtual silence. So yes, easy mistake to make that one, so I thought, yeah, I'll listen to all seven tracks in mono and make sure that there's no howling errors like that in there. So, yeah. So I've just now been working on track eight, the eighth track. It's going to be the last track on the album, and I've just applied all the changes I wanted to apply to that. So hopefully that's worked. And I'm just rendering that to a stereo file that I can listen to on my iPhone and on the speakers and stuff, and listen to the final, and also look at the waveform in Audacity to see if there's any peaks that I want to address and reduce, so that the volume of the track as a whole, you can hear the train now, the volume of the track as a whole can be consistent. So yes, I'm going to do that now. And I'll update you again soon. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Toodle-boo.